Behavior before academics. Hey, special ed teacher. In today's episode, I'll be sharing the reasons why focusing on your classroom management is necessary before even beginning to teach your students. But before we get into it, go ahead and grab my free IEP meeting checklist before the meeting. This quick and easy checklist will help you get started in what important steps and documents you need so you'll feel better prepared before your next IEP meeting. So go ahead and click on the link in the show notes. All right, let's get into the episode. Hey, special ed teachers. Welcome to Stepping Into Special Education. Are you confused with writing IEPs? Need a system to track data? Are you up late Googling strategies for behavior management? Do you wake up with huge goals only to feel that you're not doing enough? Hey, I'm Michelle. I too teach special ed in a low socioeconomic community. I too wanted more connection with my special needs families. I wanted help with IEP meetings and needed more training with behaviors. And I kept asking myself, am I even doing a good job? Until I finally found the right strategies and support. In this podcast, you will find guidance with IEPs, behavior strategies, and SPED support so that you will know you've made an impact. So grab your iced coffee, clipboard, and your favorite pen. It is time to get things started. We all remember that time just dreaming up how our ideal classroom will be like and all the lessons we'll be able to teach our students. Planning the classroom decor was my favorite part. Then it's that first day with your kinder through second grade students, and your lessons and activities are ready to go. It's time to go ahead and pick them up. When you finally get to your line with your paraprofessional, you hear and see students crying, another one pulling their mom to not leave them, and then you get an all call from the office needing your help with another student. Whoa, this is not how you pictured your first day. I remember when I was in my second year of teaching. I was teaching in a self-contained classroom with students from grades kinder through second. I had a student who cried every single morning for 30 minutes straight for an entire month. I had two doors in my classroom at that time, and a student would go ahead and run in and out of those doors over and over and over again. And then I had another crawling on the floor, barking like a dog, and another who would flip a desk whenever he got triggered. That was one of the hardest years of my career. It wasn't until I got help from my school tribe, from the general ed colleagues and a special ed mentor. Man, they helped me so much that year. I understood the importance of classroom management, and it doesn't matter how long it takes. With the help of my aide, we got the behaviors under control. So at the beginning of the year, every year, I would take the first month or two to completely concentrate on my classroom management. And when I felt that my class was ready, we were able to learn and grow so much together. The biggest lesson I've learned as a special ed teacher is we cannot work on any academics if behavior management is not in order. So I don't want you to take as long as I did to get to the point of finally teaching your students. So here we go. Top three reasons to focus on behavior first before academics with your students with disabilities. For reason number one is to set you up for academics later. I know it's killing you that the students are not learning their academics yet. They haven't started learning their letters, reading their sight words, or learning any type of math calculations. They are way behind compared to the pace of the other grades. But I need you to understand that academics cannot begin until behavior management is in place. Students can't learn if there aren't any systems that they're familiar with, and not just for the entire class, but every aspect of your classroom and every individual in that classroom as well. This means for both the staff and the students. When you finally created this and the staff understands how to implement the systems and teach the students, academics can begin. So for reason number one is to set you up for academics later. Top three reasons to focus on behavior first before academics with your students with disabilities for reason number two is smoother transitions. There are transitions all day. Transitions happen all the time from the moment the students walk into that school until you walk them out for pickup at the end of the day. The students transition from their parents' car to their line with you, when they walk to their classroom, going out to recess, coming back from lunch. And I don't know about you, but if you work with students with special needs, you know transitions are hard for our kiddos. You may get the occasional running off, chasing, sitting on the ground, refusing to get up, and you know what I am talking about, right? It takes a lot. So when a behavior system is in place, those transitions will be less of a struggle. Of course, we'll have the occasional good and bad days, but those transitions will be smoother when you have the tools and strategies to know what works for your students. Transitional time will be cut down shorter than how they were before. So for reason number two is for smoother transitions. Top three reasons to focus on behavior first before academics with your students with disabilities for reason number three is a better learning environment. Isn't this what we all want? If you concentrate on behavior first before academics, a better learning environment can be created. An environment where the students will strive and be able to learn. Somewhere they can feel safe. A place where they can freely ask questions and ask for help, especially if you have the proper supports in place. Teaching will be able to flow more easily, and everyone knows exactly what to do. After all is said and done, this is our ultimate goal as a teacher, correct? So when we focus on behavior management, we can ultimately get closer to what we desire. So for number three is for a better learning environment. I know what you're thinking. So, all right, Michelle, I know the why, but how do I even start? If academics can't be done now, how can we concentrate on behaviors first? So here are six ideas about what you can do to focus on behavior first and set up for academics later, have smoother transitions, and create a better learning environment. For the first idea is, number one, classroom rules. You can establish rules yourself or plan them as a class with higher functioning students, but I've always created these myself. I would always put together between 4 to 5 rules. Those are more than enough. They are easy to understand, and the students will also be able to comprehend this better. So for number one is classroom rules. The second idea is number two, classroom behavior systems. You need to have a behavior system for the entire class and for the individual student. For the whole class, I've seen teachers use marbles in a jar, a whole class point system, putting together pieces of a puzzle. Then when these whole class behavior systems are fulfilled, the students earn an extra recess, free time, or maybe even a movie at the end of the week. After establishing a system with the whole class, you can then have a system for the individual students themselves. I use the levels and points system when teaching in the self-contained classroom. You can hear more about this in episode 27, Need a Reset in Managing Classroom Behavior, 7 Ideas to Get Your Special Ed Classroom Back in Order Again. The link will be in the show notes. If you've set up your classroom to sit within groups, you can also give your students group points. Depending on the classroom and the makeup of the students, this is something I don't typically do. but I mostly concentrate on the individual student point and their own successes and struggles. So for number two, it's classroom behavior systems. The third idea is number three, practice transitions. Practicing those transitions when your students go from one small group station to the next is a necessity. How will the students know their group is over? I have used music for students to clean up and then also a place for them to stand and move to the next station. What music will be playing to walk to the next station? Every little movement is practiced. So for number three is to practice transitions. The fourth idea is number four, routines. You have a routine for everything, from putting backpacks away to asking when and how to use the bathroom. How do you select students for classroom jobs? Creating all the routines you'd like to teach the students and consistently practicing them over and over again will create the expectations that you have for your students. So for number four is routines. The fifth idea is using visuals. Visuals are life. I use visuals for the daily schedule, individual schedules, and even visuals on the floor so students know where to stand and how far from each other. Many of our students' strengths are visuals, so use them. So for number five is using visuals. The sixth idea is building relationships. This is my favorite one. I know some influencers online downplay building relationships, but man, I am telling you, they work. Go ahead and check out my episode with Dr. Christine Reeve. It's episode number 50. It's called How to Handle Challenging Behavior from Students with Special Needs. There will also be a link in the show notes as well. We go into it a lot more deeper with this episode. So for number six is to build relationships. All right. I hope today's episode helped you understand the importance of getting down the behaviors and classroom management first, and then some ideas on how to do just that. So to recap, top three reasons to focus on behavior first before academics with your students with disabilities. For number one is to set you up for academics later. Number two, smoother transitions. Number three, better learning environment. And then six ideas about what you can do to focus on behaviors first is number one, classroom rules. Number two, classroom behavior systems. Number three, practicing transitions. Number four, routines. Number five, using visuals. Then last but not least, number six, building relationships. I would love it if you could go ahead and share what is a must-do in your classroom to get your classroom management set up. You can go ahead and share it in our free private Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/stepping-into-special-ed. And then don't forget to go ahead and grab my free IEP meeting checklist before the meeting. This quick and easy checklist will help get you started in what important steps and documents you need so you'll feel better prepared before your next IEP meeting. You can go ahead and grab the link in the show notes. All right, my friend, I'll catch you on another episode of Stepping Into Special Education. Take care and have a great week.
Hey, before you leave, if you felt this show taught you something and got you one step closer to where you want to be, please leave me a quick review and follow this podcast. It is the best thing you can do to keep the show going. Also, be sure to join my free Facebook group. You'll be able to connect with me and get support from fellow educators just like you. Remember that you do make a difference and that there's always that one student that can't wait to see you every single day. Till next time, my friend, take care.